From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. House Democrats say they're not bringing the president's tax cut deal to the floor without some changes. But President Obama tells NPR that he does not believe Democrats will hold the bill hostage.
Here's what I'm confident about, that nobody, Democrat or Republican, wants to see people's paychecks smaller on January 1st because Congress didn't act.
The president's exclusive interview with NPR may be heard tomorrow on Morning Edition. Senate Republicans and one Democrat are blocking consideration of a major defense bill containing a repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. As NPR's David Wellner reports, that action could doom a legislative push to roll back the ban on gays serving openly in the military.
Just one Senate Republican, Maine's Susan Collins, voted with Democrats to take up the bill with the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal provision. One Democrat, West Virginia's Joe Manchin, voted with the rest of the Republicans against consideration. That left supporters of repeal 3 votes short of the 60 needed to advance. Republicans argued the Senate should first take up the tax cut extensions that they and President Obama agreed on this week. Independent Senator Joe Lieberman, who sponsored the repeal, said he was confident once the tax cuts were dealt with, there were other Republicans who would vote to bring up the repeal.
We've got 60, at least 60 votes, so we're going to keep up the fight, but we're not kidding ourselves. This is not going to be easy.
Lieberman said he'll try to offer the repeal as a standalone bill before the lame duck session adjourns. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Senate is delaying vote on controversial legislation to allow citizenship for children brought to the country illegally. Under the so-called DREAM Act, undocumented youths would be eligible for legal status after attending college or joining the military. Democrats say they'll try to advance the measure before the end of the year. Supporters of the measure are facing opposition from both parties. Death rates for most of the population in the United States have dropped slightly, but NPR's Julie Robner reports the average life expectancy also edged lower as the number of deaths of older Americans rose.
Life expectancy dropped by one-tenth of a year from 77.9 to 77.8 years, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. That's due to an increase in deaths among those age 85 and older between 2007 and 2008. Most of the rest of the report had good news. Deaths declined or held steady for every other age group. And while heart disease and cancer remain the two leading causes of death, stroke fell from the third spot for the first time in 50 years. Researchers theorize that's not because fewer people are having strokes, but because more people are surviving them. Chronic lower respiratory disease is now the third leading cause of death. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
Asian shares fell Friday after a mixed day on Wall Street and caution over potential interest rate hike in China. This is NPR News. A federal jury in New Orleans has convicted 3 current and former police officers in the shooting death of a Hurricane Katrina victim. The jury found one former officer guilty of shooting 31-year-old Henry Glover outside of a strip mall. The panel convicted a second officer of burning Glover's body to conceal the crime, and a third officer was convicted of filing a false report. 2 other officers were acquitted in the case. All 5 defendants described working under chaotic conditions in the aftermath of the storm. 20 officers in New Orleans have been charged with civil rights violations since Hurricane Katrina. The BBC has posted its archives of the 1936 abdication of King Edward VIII. As Larry Miller reports from London, Edward's American mistress was described in somewhat less than flattering terms.
In his diary, the head of the BBC said U.S. divorcee Wallace Simpson was a miserable, second-rate American woman. The online archives reveal Sir John Reith questioned the sanity of King Edward when he told the nation he was abdicating.
I have found it impossible to carry the heavy burden of responsibility and to discharge my duties as king as I would wish to do, without the help and support of the woman I love.
Sir John wrote that Edward would live to regret it. After the abdication, Edward and Mrs. Simpson lived and died abroad. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Actor Wesley Snipes has started serving a 3-year sentence in a federal prison in Pennsylvania for failing to file income tax returns. Snipes reported to a minimum security facility in the town of Lewis Run on Thursday. This is NPR News.